Section B
强化提升
第一节听下面五段对话每段对话后有一个小题从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项每段对话仅读一遍
Text 1. I think you should keep up your courage.
That is easy to say.
Text 2. You should have known that it may do you harm if you don't cover your head on such a cold winter day.
It doesn't matter. I'm used to it.
Text 3. I told you you'd better study harder.
I'm sorry. I should have passed the exam.
Text 4.
Why not come to the beach with us?
I'm sorry. It's too hot, and I can burn easily.
Oh, what a pity.
Text 5. Why don't you buy a new car?
I'd like to, butNow I have not enough money.
Oh, what a pity. You have to go to work as usual.
Section 5. 选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
John, where are you going?
The library.I have to finish a case study.
Would you care to have a picnic in the garden this Sunday?
Oh, that's so nice of you. I'd love to, but I've got my hands full with work, and I need to hand in my report next Monday morning. I just have no time to smell the flowers.
That's okay. No worries. See you later.
See you.
John, where are you going?
The library. I have to finish a case study.
Would you care to have a picnic in the garden this Sunday?
Oh, that's so nice of you. I'd love to, but I've got my hands full with work, and I need to hand in my report next Monday morning. I just have no time to smell the flowers.
That's okay. No worries.See you later.
See you.
Listen to the 7th material. Answer the 8th question.
What are you doing out here alone?
Just looking at the lights. I like to look at the city at night.
Everybody's standing around the piano and singing. Don't you want to join us?
I'd rather stay out here for a few minutes. Look down there where I'm pointing.
I don't see anything special.
That's where I used to live when I was a child.
What kind of neighborhood was it?
A very poor one. Everybody was supposed to work hard and end up with a house in the outer area of the city.
But you've ended up with a flat in the sky.
Yes, and I don't want to lose it.
What are you doing out here alone?
Just looking at the lights. I like to look at the city at night.
Everybody's standing around the piano and singing. Don't you want to join us?
I'd rather stay out here for a few minutes. Look down there where I'm pointing.
I don't see anything special.
That's where I used to live when I was a child.
What kind of neighborhood was it?
A very poor one. Everybody was supposed to work hard and end up with a house in the outer area of the city.
But you've ended up with a flat in the sky.
Yes, and I don't want to lose it. Hi, Tom. Are you okay?
Oh, I have got a cold again, and I easily get tired in spring.
Why not try some exercise? It will help a lot.
Well, you're right. But I don't have time to go to a gym. I have been too busy lately.
You don't have to go to a gym. You can walk or ride a bicycle to work.
But I don't have a bicycle.
Ah, I got it. But you see, our office is on the fifth floor. You can just walk up and down the stairs instead of taking a lift. That would be better than any exercise machine in the gym.
Oh, Mary, you really have a point there. I will have a try tomorrow.
Hi, Tom. Are you okay?
Oh, I have got a cold again, and I easily get tired in spring.
Why not try some exercise? It will help a lot.
Well, you're right. But I don't have time to go to a gym. I have been too busy lately.
You don't have to go to a gym. You can walk or ride a bicycle to work.
But I don't have a bicycle.
Ah, I got it. But you see, our office is on the fifth floor. You can just walk up and down the stairs instead of taking a lift. That would be better than any exercise machine in the gym.
Oh, Mary, you really have a point there. I will have a try tomorrow.
Hello.
Hi, Sally. This is Phil.
Great to hear from you, Phil. How have you been doing?
To tell you the truth, I'm very worried about our final examinations next month. I can't sleep.
I am sorry to hear that. I went through the same thing last year.
That's exactly why I'm calling you. Do you have any suggestions for coping with anxiety? You know how I hate exams.
Well, last year, the university offered a stress management course at about this time. Have you been in contact with the student help services?
No, I haven't had time.
Funny, isn't it? Just when students need help most, we can't afford time to get it.
Well, perhaps I should find out more about this stress management course. Things have got to get better.
I suggest you call the health services tomorrow. They open at 9 o'clock a.m.
Thanks, Sally. I'll let you know how it goes.
Best of luck, and have a good night's sleep.
That's easier said than done.
Hello.
Hi, Sally. This is Phil.
Great to hear from you, Phil. How have you been doing?
To tell you the truth, I'm very worried about our final examinations next month. I can't sleep.
I am sorry to hear that. I went through the same thing last year.
That's exactly why I'm calling you. Do you have any suggestions for coping with anxiety? You know how I hate exams.
Well, last year, the university offered a stress management course at about this time. Have you been in contact with the student help services?
No, I haven't had time.
Funny, isn't it? Just when students need help most, we can't afford time to get it.
Well, perhaps I should find out more about this stress management course. Things have got to get better.
I suggest you call the health services tomorrow. They open at 9 o'clock a.m.
Thanks, Sally. I'll let you know how it goes.
Best of luck, and have a good night's sleep.
That's easier said than done. For many years, people in American cities have depended on farmers in rural areas to grow fruits and vegetables. But now, a new generation of farmers is planting crops in urban areas. Sean is a college student. He wants to start a farm in the middle of Seattle, Washington. He says there are a lot of neighborhoods that don't have ways to get healthy, fresh produce. And if they do, it can be very expensive. So he sees unused space as a great place to grow food that will make it easier for people to get good food. Recently, Sean created a website to get volunteers and donations. Within a week, they were offered a lot of land between two houses. 20 volunteers worked for 6 weekends to turn the grassy land into a farm. Seattle has declared the Year of Urban Agriculture, but the growth of these farms is limited. That is because Seattle, like a lot of other cities, has restrictions on urban farms. The city council is now considering changing those laws.
For many years, people in American cities have depended on farmers in rural areas to grow fruits and vegetables. But now, a new generation of farmers is planting crops in urban areas. Sean is a college student. He wants to start a farm in the middle of Seattle, Washington. He says there are a lot of neighborhoods that don't have ways to get healthy, fresh produce. And if they do, it can be very expensive. So he sees unused space as a great place to grow food that will make it easier for people to get good food. Recently, Sean created a website to get volunteers and donations. Within a week, they were offered a lot of land between two houses. 20 volunteers worked for 6 weekends to turn the grassy land into a farm. Seattle has declared the year of urban agriculture, but the growth of these farms is limited. That is because Seattle, like a lot of other cities, has restrictions on urban farms. The city council is now considering changing those laws.